Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
Good day, everybody. Listen, this week we're going to talk about annual planning and team retreats because we just completed ours for our dental practice, Raleigh Dental Arts, and so I wanted to talk about that a little bit this week on the podcast. But as always, before we get to that, let's turn it over to Meredith, who's going to have a message from our one and only and most important sponsor, 3D Dentists.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. I have a review of the podcast. If you have not left us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to the podcast, please
do. You do need some because you're going to run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, I'm going to run out. And I would prefer 5 stars if you don't mind. So this is from the Pinehurst Dentist. 5 stars. I always enjoy listening to the podcast. The information helps me assess what I am doing currently in my practice and helps me make changes as I hear new ideas. It also makes me feel great to know I'm doing similar things. It's a think tank at my fingertips. I also appreciate the need to constantly evolve my dental practice while maintaining my office culture slash identity. And it's okay to change it, by the way. You guys have a great insight into what part of the business. So I think that leads into a great portion of what we're going to be
review. That was well thought out.
Talking about today. So before we get into today's conversation, I've got some questions for you. This was really good because I got to see the retreat as an outsider, kind of.
I got one question for you real quick.
Okay.
How does my recent shave of my goatee look?
Oh, yeah. So yesterday I went with T-Bone for a day in the life, and he got his hair cut. The barbershop was not the place I'm used to going to.
Well, it's a place I'm used to going to. Oh,
okay.
It's perfect.
It's a little gray over here.
Well, that's not the barbershop's fault, but I thought that he thinned out my mustache a little bit too much.
Oh,
you know,
I'm
because
not sure.
I saw him kept trying to line it up, and then it kept getting lower and lower. Anyway, well, back to you.
Okay. Well, one thing, I talked to somebody the other week. I wanted to let you know. She wanted to give her a shout out. She said she listens to us while she runs, and she said it's almost like we're running there with her. So
clearly,
thank you. We are not.
That's so perfect. I get my daily exercise in.
Right. But
weekly.
Yeah. But we're not actually exercising.
No, so. I'm there running with her.
Yeah. I don't think we could keep this talk up. We'd be out of breath if we were running.
Well, the good news is now I have a bicycle, so I'll do some bicycling.
Yeah.
And I've done it 3 out of 5 days so far.
And you're going to do it today.
As long as it's not raining, and yeah. I hope my daughter goes with me.
Yeah. Well, let's get into today's episode. So we had our annual planning slash training at the retreat for Raleigh Dental Arts. I was there to able to help with everything, but I was also there from an outsider view to see everything that was going on and how it went. So is there any info you want to share with setting that up or why you do this?
No, I think it's important to have an annual retreat. And so in the beginning, it was never a retreat. Mm-hmm. It was always on site. We did it in the office. You know, we sat down for a day. You know, it's always slowly grown from it was a day and then it became 2 days. And, you know, we were focusing on the past and focusing on the future. So I think it's super important. What I have found, or maybe it's just me that did this, is that I used to do my planning for 2022 when January came around,
right,
or the week before January. And really that doesn't give us the chance to kind of get things in place.
Almost too late.
Well, it is too late, yeah, in a sense. You know, like, for example, I want to switch to open dental by January 1.
Yeah.
So I can't decide that the last week of December that, right, we want to do that. We've got to put things into place now. Now, for the last couple of 3 years, we've started doing our annual planning off-site. You know, we've gone to the beach to do it. And this year we went to our 3D retreat to do it. And so what I found with doing it off-site is that, number one, everybody stayed together. Mm-hmm. So there's some camaraderie and team culture and team building,
yeah,
that occurs with that. We learn about each other. We learn to get along with each other. Nothing makes you get along, yeah, like living with people for a couple of days. But we're completely focused on the task at hand. There isn't, oh, the phone's ringing, or this emergency patient showed up, or I've got to do this, or, you know, sterilization's calling me, yeah, or any of those things.
I need to 3D print or do lab stuff.
Hey, let me do this for a second. There's no double dipping in that sense.
Yeah.
And so people were there 100% focused on what we were doing as a dental practice and not the dental office in of itself. So that's what I would tell you was why we've gone to offsite retreats.
Yeah. So I definitely think the culture, the camaraderie. I mean, at night we cooked dinner together. Mm-hmm. The girls did wine tasting.
I cooked dinner. Yeah. Let's just be clear. I'm a trophy husband chef.
Oh, okay. Trophy boss.
Trophy boss.
Do all the hard work. He's the trophy boss. So I just need you to carry a trophy.
You guys
with you at
prepared
all times.
The food. Yes. I cooked the food. You guys cleaned the food.
Yes. Perfect. I did prepare the food,
which worked perfectly, yeah, for me.
So one of the things that I liked was that you know, the culture is the team and everybody getting along, but you really put the vision out there and the identity of the practice and what you wanted. And we always talk about what you make important to you will become important to them.
Yeah.
But I thought this year was a little bit different. We've always had team leads, people that are in charge of certain departments, and they're responsible for their numbers. And, you know, you always sit down with people individually and give them those numbers, mm-hmm, or you work through those numbers. But for everyone to see each other working through the numbers, I think really was motivating. Mm-hmm. So what you did is you kind of, from what I saw, is you worked backwards from the goals you wanted people to hit or where, yeah, they needed to be with their goals. And you made everyone work backwards, but together.
Yeah.
And so they saw, oh, well, if they're doing this to get to that goal, I need to step up and do this to get to my goal.
Yeah.
Do you want to share about that?
Yeah. So, you know, I'm a big believer in focus on critical thinking. Critical thinking to me is so important with team members, especially when you are moving to a role where you want team members to be like owners, you know, where they have that mentality.
Yeah.
And to be an owner, you got to think, right?
I feel like I saw like light bulbs go off.
Yeah. I'm glad you're saying that because, yeah, you know, in the middle of it, I'm not kind of,
you're like, does everyone understand what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because I'm like, I'm going crazy with the math part of it. Right. But, so to kind of give people an idea, let's go through hygiene real quick.
Okay.
Actually, let me pull up my phone and walk. I took a screenshot of it. So let me see what that looks like. I must have just passed it.
Well, I think while you're looking that up, I mean, so for another example of like the identity and what you want in the practice is, you know, the replacing yourself with the associate. And mm-hmm, so that kind of gave, you know, you always talk with her, I want you to grow, I want you to grow, I want you to take on these things. But for you to say it, and how often does the whole team sit together where you can say something like that? This is time for you to start doing these procedures and for you to step up and take on this, and this is part of your next goal. Now it's important to the whole team to make sure she gets there.
Yeah.
Because they heard you say it to not just her.
Yeah, and I think
walking through the reverse engineering exercise was helpful. So actually, I switched from the hygienist to the associate dentist.
Okay, perfect.
To kind of explain that. So the first thing I did was I established what the average was that she's been doing each month over the year. And then what I asked her directly, what would you like to do? Because look, as an associate, you get paid based on what you do.
Right.
So she's got a number of, hey, I'd like to make this much. I've got a third kid now and I bought a new house. So, you know, there's more expenses there. So, you know, I asked her what she'd like to do and she gave me a number. Okay. Mm-hmm. She said, hey, I'd like to do $70,000.
Okay.
So I said, great. That's our baseline.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I reverse engineered it. And the first thing I did was I went through and I wrote down all the procedures that you provide consistently. So what I wrote down for her were fillings, crowns, root canals, implant restorations, single implant restorations, simple extractions, and complex restorations, and then exams. Okay? So those are the things I wrote down that is in her inventory system. In other words, the products that she sells. The next thing I wrote down was how much on average each of these products produce and collect. So now this is where we got into I don't want to use the word argument.
Yeah.
But
a battle.
A battle a little bit, because they would give me numbers and I'm like, that's our fake fee.
Right.
You know, I said, give me a very conservative number. Not even the actual number. If you said the actual number is, hey, we got $160 on average per filling, I would use $140 as my number because I want to be super conservative.
Right.
Okay. So now I have a list with the different products she provides, and the dollar amount associated with that product, okay? And then I rank them in order of importance and profitability, okay? So in her particular case, complex restorations was the highest dollar amount procedure and most important to her. Number two was implant restoration, single unit implant restorations. Number three was crowns. Number four were root canals. Number five were fillings. And number six was simple extractions. And number seven was exams. Mm-hmm. And exams were seven. They're very important, don't get me wrong. But they're number seven because you got no choice. You got to do hygiene checks.
Right.
Okay. And then what we did was we ranked those in that order. And then we started saying, what have we been doing each month on average? And what can we do realistically each month? And then, for example, we said, hey, we want to do one complex restorative case each month with an average ticket of $8,000. We want to do four implant restorations with an average of $1,000. And I know that's a little bit on the low end. Times four, that's 4,000. 20 crowns times $1,000, crowns and buildups in the insurance world, $1,000 is pretty good. That's 20 grand. Four root canals at an average of probably $750. That's $3,000. 70 fillings per month, four simple extractions per month, and 140 exams per month. And then we did the math, and we started seeing that that wasn't enough to get her to the $70,000 number. In fact, she was about 15 grand short of that number. Okay, so then what we did was we said, what can we do to make up that 15 grand? And the easy answer is to say, hey, I can do another complex case each month.
Right.
But the truth is that's unrealistic. If you haven't been averaging one a month right now, it's going to be very difficult to suddenly start doing one and a half or two each month, right? So I was adamant that we're going to stick to one each month. Mm-hmm. So what we decided was that it was realistic for her to do more crowns, okay? And the reason I bring all of this up is, one, it's reverse engineering what it looks like to get the numbers done, okay, to get to the number, dollar amount. And then the third part of this was then we went through and assigned a time value to each procedure. So, for example, in her case, we assigned a time value of 2 hours to each crown, okay? 1 hour to the root canal. And that's because the root canal is always done with the crown, 99% of the time, and so on and so forth. And then the reason we did this was we wanted to take inventory of our time. Because the last thing you want to do is go through this exercise and suddenly you're like, oh yeah, this is great.
I just did
80 hours a week, right? So the good news is it worked out to be pretty much exactly the number of hours that she has available. Perfect. So then it became realistic. So yeah. Suddenly it was like, okay, now what's holding us back is me diagnosing it on my end, maybe providing the patient volume that she needs. And then the last part of this was we then assigned to her treatment coordinator to go ahead and block out one, I think she said Wednesday morning each month for her complex case. So one Wednesday morning each month was blocked out for 4 or 5 hours for the complex case. So we're setting ourselves up to succeed in doing complex cases. And then we did the 25 crowns, so on and so forth. So we went ahead and created blocks and in order of importance, in that order of complex case, implant restoration, crowns, root canals, fillings, simple extractions, and exams. So we started blocking out all of those procedures on a monthly basis. So we start creating a template to our schedule of where we want to put things. And that's a fundamental of block scheduling. But the twist on this, it's priority block scheduling, because we're prioritizing to make sure that we have enough blocks to do the procedures that we prioritized to do from a happiness and a profitability perspective. So I hope that wasn't confusing.
No, that was great. And I think a lot of people are probably saying, oh, I do this with my associate. Mm-hmm. I sit them down. We discuss their numbers. We talk about what procedures they're doing. But how often does that associate schedule anything?
Yeah, that was amazing part of this, right?
You know, so the team has to understand why we're scheduling this way. You can't just tell the associate, you know, in order to get these numbers, you need to be doing so many crowns. And then they go back to their assistant in front office and say, I need more crowns. I need more crowns. It just sounds like they're badgering, right? But when you break it down, these are the numbers we need to hit our goals for everyone to be incentivized. Mm-hmm. Then it makes sense. And it makes the team more apt to schedule that way.
Yeah. And I think it's just being knowledgeable. Right, yeah. The team being informed of why you're doing it, what you're doing. But I think the other part of it is what was important, I hope I did this well, was I didn't dictate the numbers.
Right.
I kept asking them what they think the numbers are. And I asked Kelsey in this case to actually get me the numbers so that we could say, hey, historically we've done 20 crowns a month. You can't do 40. Next year.
Right.
Okay. It was just not realistically possible. So, you know, we're able to see these things. And then I never dictated the numbers. I always said to them, how many of these do you want to do? What do you want to do? All of those things. So what the byproduct, the psychology of that, it was never me as the owner telling them,
this is what you need to do.
This is what you need to do. It was them establishing their own goals. Now,
Even hygiene.
Yeah, we went through the same exercise on hygiene.
What numbers? Where are your goals? Where do you want to be?
Yeah, and you know, and
obviously they know where you want them to be.
Yeah, and I pushed them.
You've had this conversation.
I pushed them.
Yeah.
You know,
and they want to.
The good news on my associate is I didn't have to push the number.
Right.
Okay, because she herself wants that number. And what I love is she's not focused on the number. She was really focused on, hey, I want to get into doing the implants this next year. So
procedures.
Yeah. And you know, I'm totally all over the place now. Okay. One thing that I took away from this exercise, because then we did it for me.
Yeah.
And I didn't screenshot my own board, which was weird, but I provide essentially four or five procedures. I provide hybrids. I provide complex implant dentistry, single tooth implants, extraction grafts, and cosmetic dentistry. That's complex restorative dentistry. Mm-hmm. That's all I provide, you know? Yeah. And what I thought was important is I looked at the team and I said, I'm going to commit to doing this many of each of these. And the only thing I will do more of are hybrids. Mm-hmm. So it was an inventory system for me.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'll do one, I don't know the number, one 10 implants per month, 20, yeah. I think the number's more like 15. I said, I'll do 15 implants per month.
Choose wisely.
Choose wisely, right? But if I want to grow, I was committed that my growth had to come from hybrids. Mm-hmm. That I wasn't willing to work more days or more hours or more anything unless they involved a hybrid. Because what was important to me, and I think what was important to Dr. Hetrick in this case, was that she was able to see that her average product price and my average product price were night and day mm-hmm. because of the dentistry I was doing.
Right.
And how much easier from a work perspective it was for me to hit the number versus her hitting her number.
Yeah. And so it was motivation.
Yeah. Motivating. So, and then, you know, I think having her hear that I don't want to do like I literally said, extraction grafts, they're important because they lead to future implants, mm-hmm. but they're the least profitable thing that I do.
Right.
Right. Because
if they don't come back for an implant, that wasn't worth it.
It's the least expensive yeah. procedure I do at this right. point. Right. So, you know, so that was important. So I looked at her and I said, I want you to take over these three things for me over the next year, year and a half, whatever it is. And what I thought was, as she said, she looked at it and said, there's room for me to grow here.
Yes.
It wasn't a competition between me, the owner, trying right. to take for myself and all of those things. So I think there were a lot of really good things from that.
We're going to talk about the day back in the office because I just so happened to be there too yeah. because I just want to hang out with you all the time.
No, I think I forced you to come follow me
to the
around.
Office. So then let's keep moving. The next day, mm-hmm. I know you guys were walking through cases, mm-hmm. doing some influential communication. Yep. You were working with treatment coordinators. But again, people work with treatment coordinators one-on-one, but for the assistants to hear this and pick up some of that verbiage and language to be able to, a lot of times I used to see that patients would come in, work with a treatment coordinator, get their treatment, see the assistant, walk out the door.
Right.
And then their next step, it never was followed up with until they would come back for hygiene again. So for everyone to be able to continue that, to be on the same page, to talk the same way, to communicate was huge. And I don't think we spend a lot of time with the assistants because they're so busy clinically working yep. that the influential communication doesn't always filter down to them.
Yeah. So what Meredith's referring to here is, so in our retreat, we had some like scavenger hunt, things yeah. that, you know, that, yeah. that you ladies like, yeah. I care less about, right. but it's important to me because it's important to you guys. Mm-hmm. And I want everybody to be happy. And then we went into the reverse engineering exercise on goal setting. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing we started doing was we reviewed four yeah. cases.
You had a couple people bring cases.
Yeah. We had a couple of I strategically asked both treatment coordinators to bring a case, the dentist to bring a case, and a couple of hygienists to bring cases, one case each. So that way we could pull it up on our practice software and go through a case planning and treatment planning exercise. And hopefully that was able to show them how I'm diagnosing, what I see, what they see, how we communicate to that to the patient. And then we took it a step further and it made some of them come up and one act like a patient, one has to act like a hygienist mm-hmm. or be the hygienist. You know, then the dentist, I made Dr. Hetrick come up and work through this in front of everybody. And you know, again, it's that repetition.
What is so natural for you? It's hard to see, right?
I guess. I mean, I don't look at it as natural. I look at it as I'm still learning. Well, and I'm still getting better.
They're seeing how it's frustrating for them, I know, mm-hmm. because they see how natural it is for you now.
Because I practiced a shit ton to do it.
yeah. So I know they all felt frustrated, but at the end of the day, it was clearly working because we'll talk about
yeah.
that getting back into yeah, the office.
So you know, so that was, you know, essentially the structure of our team retreat was some fun, some camaraderie.
Some food. Some wine.
I didn't participate in that, but some wine. A reverse engineering goal setting.
Mm-hmm.
We started by reviewing the past.
Yep.
Okay. And so we wanted where we're at, what's happened this year, what's been good, what's been not good, not a bitch session, but what's been good and not good and how we've overcome lots of obstacles this year mm-hmm. of team member change, doctor changes, you know, facility change, you know, different things going on, life changes, you know, pregnancy, all kinds yeah. of stuff, how we've overcome that so people can see that we've achieved a lot this year, mm-hmm. despite external challenges. Then we did the reverse engineering exercise, and then we did the case planning and diagnosing, treatment planning, case planning exercise. And that, to me, is a good foundation of a retreat. Now, along the way, we talked through some procedural things like mm-hmm. emergency planning, IV sedation, because that's going to be new for us. So we talked through that. And to your point, I felt and feel that it's important to do that as a whole team, mm-hmm. because we can't do IV sedation if my hygienists don't know what it is, right. how it works. They don't feel confident that myself, my assistants, know what we're doing and have a good process in place. So I think going through these things as a team is critically important.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah. So then I was there the next day after the team retreat.
Yeah, so the retreat
even though
was
it felt
Monday.
Like it was a weekend. The it was Monday, Tuesday.
Our retreat was on a Monday, Tuesday.
So Wednesday back in the office.
Well, I had
first
to go to
thing,
work, unfortunately.
First thing before you even got to the office, you received a call.
Yeah, I got a
FaceTime call FaceTime from call. Your associate. And she, what did she say to you?
She said, because we had, it's amazing to me, we had talked about her, you know, I don't want to say I pushed her, but I said, hey, when, you know, the team said, when are you ready to start taking on extractions? And she says, you know, I've done extractions, but I didn't do it this time because I've been pregnant. I didn't want to create stress yeah. and all of that. And but she's not pregnant anymore, although she breastfeeds in the office a little bit. I just had I had to throw that out there just because.
She also brought the baby to the annual yeah, planning, and he was so good.
Didn't even know he was there.
I know.
But then we talked about it, and she said, you know, I'm going to do it. And I didn't expect her to do it right away. But she texted me on Wednesday. So she texted me on Wednesday morning with an x-ray of a tooth and said, hey, this was a tooth we were doing planning on doing a crown on. Took all old crown off, and there's just nothing underneath it. And the patient is ready to replace the tooth. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, my only concern is it's right on top of the nerve. Are you comfortable with that tooth being taken out and grafted? I thought she was asking
you to do it.
If I was comfortable doing it. And I said, yeah, I'll be happy to work it in today and make it happen. And she said, no.
If it's okay with you.
If it's okay with you, I'd like to take care of it. And I was like, of course, yeah. you know? So to me, what was great is that we spent Monday and Tuesday talking about the, and there's a second part to that story, mm-hmm. talking about what we want to do and challenging each other to get the next step. And then Wednesday morning, lo and behold, she put it into place and did a great extraction socket preservation and did it.
And had her treatment coordinator yeah. talk about tooth replacement therapy and get them signed up on a plan
yeah.
set up to place the implant.
You know, one of the things that I'm always very conscientious of is feeling like a fraud or feeling like an imposter. And I talk a lot about tooth replacement therapy here on the podcast and in our
your consults.
In our implant continuum. Yeah. But I wasn't certain. What I found out was that we weren't offering tooth replacement therapy about half the time the way I thought we were offering it. And what I mean by tooth replacement therapy is the patient commits to the whole, you know, three-step process, which is extraction, graft, implant placement, and tooth wow. restoration all at once up front. And we go ahead and schedule all three appointments on the books for the right amount of time apart. And what I found was that was only happening half the time. Mm. So we brought it up. We talked about it. We worked through that. We, you know, the team said, what would that look like to you? And I said, you know, it would look like this. And then lo and behold, this patient on Wednesday morning, number one, Dr. Hetrick stepped up and did a volunteer to do an extraction graft, did a very nice job. I went in and checked on it. And then Crystal had said that I went ahead and patients on a 9-month payment plan with tooth replacement therapy. We've got all three patients, all three appointments, all four appointments, because we have a planning, you know, a records appointment in there scheduled. So, so lo and behold, it's amazing how training works.
I made it worth the whole thing, right?
Yeah,
you know,
it's worth it. So, yeah.
But sometimes you think that's happening because that's what's happening when you're in the room, and you're not when she's in a consult or a hygiene check with another patient. You're in a room working, or you're in the office with another team member working. So you don't always know what's happening. So being able to run through cases and guide people in the right direction obviously pays off.
You know, another thing that I saw happen during the retreat was I spent 30 minutes with Crystal, and we reviewed three cases that she did consults for.
Yeah.
And I think it gave her and I an opportunity to coach back and forth of what it looks like for her to do the initial consultation and then to do a second consult with the patient after she and I look at the case.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say this is unique in our office, but in our office, I'm not there every single day. So the consults need to go on whether I'm there or not. So now legally we have a dentist on site 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Megan and Crystal will do consults for complex patients or people that respond by word of mouth or some of our marketing. And they'll come in for an initial consultation to get information, to get some records. And then I'll sit down with Megan and or Crystal, and we'll walk through this case and treatment plan it and diagnose it. And then they'll follow up with the patient. Mm-hmm. And what I found with this is, in this particular case, it was great for me and Crystal to do it because we kind of fine-tuned the records I need and the level of communication I need from answers I need from the patients to be able to treatment plan, diagnose and treatment plan properly. And then number two, I think it gave her confidence that she was really way well on the right path and that we could do this in a way that I don't have to be in the office. Literally what we did side by side, we could have done by Zoom.
Right.
I could have logged into the computer. She could have seen me face to face because I like to work with people face to face. And done this. So that was the other thing that I saw. And it was nice for the other team members to see that, you know, that we're working together outside of work hours and all of these things. There was just a lot of positives to all of this.
Yeah. Well, I hope this helps other people want to, if they're not already doing a annual planning, training, retreat type weekend or Monday, Tuesday, that they take the time to do this and see that it makes a difference in their practice.
I would have loved to have done it on a Saturday, Friday, Saturday, or Saturday, Sunday, but I don't have any Friday, Saturday, Sundays available.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I worked like 7 days, 8-9 days in a row.
Right. So last year we went to the beach, and you could easily have gone to the beach for the weekend if, you know, you don't work on the weekends like we do.
Yeah, like me and you do. Yeah.
And most people probably would have loved that, because last year when we did go to the beach, we went in August and we saved a little bit of time throughout the day to go sit on the beach in between and did sandcastle games and that kind of thing instead of the scavenger hunts.
My eyes were rolling for those of you that aren't watching the video. Yeah. Listen, I have a favor to ask. I've got a program next year called the 3D Bootcamp. It is my 2 decades of dental experience boiled down to 2 days focused on how we're gaining case acceptance, not educating our patients, but instead influencing our patients and creating a process in place where we can get case acceptance for much more complex dentistry, whether that's sleep apnea, whether that's dental implants, whether that's cosmetic dentistry, whether that's orthodontics. What we're teaching at the 3D Bootcamp is the foundation of what I've built a multi-million dollar, multi-doctor practice on. And I'm excited. It's a very near and dear program to me. And I'm super excited to be able to offer that to you guys. And it's held at the 3D Retreat. It's going to be a phenomenal program. Our first one is January 28th, 29th, 27th and 28th here in Raleigh of 2022. And I would love to have you be involved with it. You can come just by yourself. You can come as a team. We want to make it available to you. And I promise you, of all the programs we do, this program will help drastically change the way you practice dentistry. I've made a lot of promises and I've delivered on a lot of promises, but I promise this program is going to be amazing because it is exactly what we do in our practice. It's exactly what your team members need, because if you're frustrated, if you're busy, if you're overwhelmed, you're like, how do I get to a 3-day work week? How do I do all of these things? The Foundational Case Acceptance 3D Bootcamp is that program. We'd love to have you join. We do have some space left for January, and the next time it's going to be offered is in June of 2022. So don't put off the success of your practice any longer. Join us at the 3D Bootcamp. Everybody, we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.